This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationship, work, sex, parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter at SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking on Submit Strawberry Letter. Come on, Tommy.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, here we go. Am I going to read it and then you going to comment, Carla?
Sure, yes.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Subject, I live in Party City. So I'm outside. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 7 months to a man that is significantly younger than I am. I met him in Cancun while I was vacationing with my son and his family. I shocked everybody when I told them I was getting a condo in Cancun and I'd be renting out my house in St. Louis. My family act like because I'm over 60 and a big girl that this younger man couldn't possibly love me. I moved in with him as soon as I got the keys to my condo. All we do is hang out and have a good time. I've been married 3 times and my last husband died in 2022. So it's all about me. I live...
Continue.
Okay, I'm sorry. The joke that ran through my head was so weird. Okay. I live in Party City, so I'm outside. Some days I sleep until noon, and it drives my family crazy. My oldest daughter and I were on a video call the other day, and my husband came in from the night before. All she could say is that he's cheating on me and using me for my money. I don't have a lot of money, but whatever I do have is mine. He is and ours. He makes me feel good, and I feel good about myself for the first time in many years. They expected me to waste away alone in St. Louis and endure those cold winters, but God had other plans for me. Oh, now we're going to drag the Lord in this mess right here. Okay, let me circle that. Now, here we go. Over here in Mexico, the size of my back is not in...
Continue, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, over here in Mexico... Over here in Mexico, the size of my back is not an issue. And men tell me I'm beautiful all the time. Here's my only problem. My husband wants his mama to move in with us. She's 12 years older than me and a party pooper. I like being outside in the streets and have sex with my husband on our terrace, and she gonna ruin the good thing that we got going on. My children said he's gonna slowly move all his family in on me. That's a no-no. How do I tell my husband that his mama can't come live with her? Are my kids right about him or not? Please advise. All right, Carla.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with, you know, being with a younger person as long as you all are on the same page. It's about respecting each other. Plus, I think it's just not cool that after a certain age, a woman's intimate needs should not be met. But your whole relationship just can't be about sex. You're 60 years old, a big girl, and while vacationing with your son's family in Cancun, you met a younger man, decided to buy a condo in Mexico, get married, and rent out your house in St. Louis. Your family is like, what are you doing? Your kids are really just being protective. They don't want this man using you. However, you've been married 3 times before, and at this age, you should know what's best for you, and you should know if you're being used or manipulated. And I'm sure you know the signs when someone is cheating. So you also said that, you know, you mentioned that you're a big girl, and so I think that you're so happy this man likes you despite being a big girl. He makes you feel good, and you're like, what am I supposed to do? Not enjoy life, not be happy, and not party, in your words, not be outside. So here's your main issue. Your husband wants his 72-year-old mother to move in with you guys, and you don't want her to. However, what if his mom really needs help? And this is what's best for his elderly mother, and it's going to be hard to say no. But if you really, really don't want her to move in, then you need to let your husband know immediately. You need to tell him. And as far as the other family members moving in, what your family think, no, that's not going to happen. You can set boundaries on that. Steve?
Thank you. Oh, I don't even know what this title of this letter is for. I live in Party City, so I'm outside. That ain't the title of this outside. Damn letter.
What's the title?
Title of this letter is My Careful. Back Don't Matter.
You know what?
My back don't matter. Well, here we go. I've been married for 7 months to a man that is significantly younger than I am. Keyword, significantly. That means wide gap. Now, we find out in the letter that she's over 60, or she's 60, or she over 60. I am over 60.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. I met him in Cancun while I was vacationing with my son and his family. So I'm assuming he lived in Cancun, or he was there on vacation. I'll figure it out as we go. Anyway, my family was shocked when I told them I was getting a condo in Cancun and I'd be renting out my house in St. Louis. My family act like, because I'm over 60 and a big girl, that this younger man couldn't possibly love me. Uh-oh, here we go. Well, if you're over 60 and a big girl and a young boy wants you in Mexico, I have some thoughts about it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
All right, I'll be back with part two. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Go ahead, big dog.
Yeah, here it is. This lady been married for 7 months to a man that is significantly younger. She's over 60, so she ain't put no numbers in here. So let me help y'all.
Okay.
She over 60. I'm going to go with 65. That's right in the middle. That's fair.
Ooh. Ooh.
And I'm going to go with he is 35. That's what I'm going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think would be fair. Because significantly younger. He 35. I met him in Cancun. I was vacationing with my son and his family. I shocked everybody when I told him I was getting a condo in Cancun. And I'd be renting out my house in St. Louis. My family act like because I'm over 60 and a big girl that this younger man can't possibly love me. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, though. Listen to me, big girl. Listen to me. You got to take care of yourself health-wise because it's very hard to see people who are big at 70. You know, a doctor one time told me, he said, Steve, have you ever met a 70-year-old that was 300 pounds? He said, it's probably not going to happen. He said, because it just can't happen. And so I said, okay, cool. So you need to take care of yourself. Now, she said, I moved in with him as soon as I got the keys to my condo. All we do is hang out and have a good time. I've been married 3 times, and my last husband died in 2022. So it's all about me. See, it don't scare me when people been married and people start dying in 2022. And then you open the letter with, I'm a big girl. And then you later on in the letter mention the size of your back. And now I'm thinking, was did he die or
he
what
died.
Are we talking about here? Or
what? He died.
Or he cheated on her and was killed.
You know what? Let's not say that.
Well, there's a lot not in this letter. You know, so here we go. I live in Party City, so I'm outside. Some days I sleep until noon, and it drives my family crazy. My oldest daughter was on a video call the other day, and my husband came in from the night before. All she could say is that he's cheating on me and using me for my money. Lady, if you're in a relationship where your boyfriend, who is considerably younger than you, stays out all night and comes in from the night before.
Exactly.
But he needed you to have a place to stay. So he wasn't at his place. Where was he all night? And he came in fresh. He done been to sleep. What put you to sleep? As we lay, we forgot about the tomorrow as we lay. He forgot. Sunlight caught him. But he didn't care because he came on home to you.
And this is her husband.
I don't have a lot of money.
This is her husband, not boyfriend. This is her husband.
See, you can't do that.
Right.
What marriage you in where you can come in and on a video call and, hey, I'm home. And
you've been out all night.
Getting broke.
Right.
You know, the bed ain't on fire. You don't see your clothes in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. She says, all I can say is he's cheating on me and using me for my money. I don't have a lot of money, but whatever I do have is mine, his, and ours. He makes me feel good, and I feel good about myself for the first time in many years. They expected me to waste away alone in St. Louis and endure those cold winters, but God had other plans for me. Drag the Lord in. Now, here's the line in the whole letter for me. Oh, over here in Mexico. The size of my back. The size of my back is not an issue. And men tell me I'm beautiful all the time. Here's my only problem. Well, you know, it depends on where you at in Mexico.
Uh-huh. What
you know,
does that mean?
It depends on where you at. If you staying at the, if you down at the Hacienda Barn Grill, the size of your back might not matter. But if you had seen your frog, I'm telling you right now, them little college girls in there, they different. So if you had seen your frog down in Cancun, it's gonna be judged at dinner. But if you at the Hacienda Barn Grill, your big back might not bother nobody. And people tell you you're beautiful all the time, and you probably are. So let's just move on past that. My husband wants his mom to move in with her. She's 12 years older than me. Damn.
That's what
so now this,
she's 60 because the mom is 72.
Yeah. You put the numbers
but
in.
But she's over 60. So she's 65. Yeah. The mom is 77. This little Cancun condo you done bought is slowly turning into a retirement home.
Really?
And I like being outside in the streets and have sex with my husband on my terrace, and she gonna ruin the good times we have going on. My children said he gonna slowly move all his family in on me. Uh-oh. I think we just discovered what we have here. This what? Is a no-no. How do I tell my husband his mom can't live with us? Well, you have to just tell him your mom can't live with y'all. Because the rest of them people coming. Now, I've been down to Mexico. They can put some people in the house. I'm just saying. They can put some people in the house. Uh-huh. Your house gonna be full. If you let the mom in there, I'm telling you right now, your crib finna be full.
That's what her family's saying.
Yes.
You can comment on today's letter on Instagram or Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Also, check us out on the Strawberry Letter Podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.